California and Red Clay, Georgia.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to A Talk in the Attic. I'm your host, Kirk Ross. Today is December 8th, 2020, which means it's Jessica's and my second anniversary. I'm so grateful for all that Jessica has brought to my life. This podcast, in fact, is a direct reflection of it, because when we linked back up a couple years ago, Jessica helped me recognize that I'd been so worried about fitting in that I lost myself. Fast forward a couple years, and I'm so in tune with myself that I'm broadcasting it into the public domain. Quite a reversal. Thank you, Jess, for everything. I'm so excited for our two-person karaoke slash dance party that will unfold in just a few moments. Not that it's that special of a thing, but tonight our anniversary edition will be. Can't wait. On top of it being our anniversary, this week also marks the de facto grand opening for our studio, because we'll be walking through a trial run tomorrow night for the big interview that'll take place Thursday, which will be recorded and streamed live right from this very spot. Of course, that is not A Talk in the Attic. That particular show was called the Irie Lemon Podcast, which is being rebranded to Passion to Profit. Confusing maybe a little bit, but that's okay. The point is we have a big guest coming. He'll be here through remote video conferencing. The layout, the setup, everything's ready to go. But it's been crazy busy because we've been trying to finish the build out. And with the help of Jessica, we painted all of the overhead rough sawn timber. It's now white, as you can see. That's going to be excellent for various lighting that we've got in here. The lighting, by the way, is almost ready. The diffuser block walls are done. Those are done. Folks, we're there. And starting tomorrow, some other entity other than me will be using this formerly dingy old attic as the homespun soundstage it was always destined to be. I'll post photos of the grand opening later in the week, so please keep your eyes on social media. But at this point, I'm going to offer you the same words I will offer my lovely wife as we head to our bedroom on this special anniversary night. This won't take long. I'll enjoy it tremendously. And there's a chance you will too, but maybe not. Seriously though, this is the shortest episode today. In fact, it's already over. Normally at this point, I'd say, let's start the show, and we'd head into the meat of the episode, but not tonight. So with that, let's end the show, and let's start business time. Wait, I should probably say happy birthday to my lovely mom, too. Feliz cumpleaños, mami. Now, let's get down to business time. Well, wait a minute. Now it kind of seems like my mom is involved in the business time. We don't want that to be the case. To be clear, the business time to which I'm referring will be between just my wife and me. Let's start that business time.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, we make sweet, weekly love. Everything is just right. Conditions are perfect. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sport team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. It's all love, baby. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like, I might go to bed. I've got work in the morning. But I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh, yeah, it's business time. It's business time. Ooh, it's business time. I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time. Ooh, it's business time. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Now we're in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay, baby, and I love foreplay. Shake a shaker, shake a shaker, shake a shaker, shaker, shake a shaker. Then you go and sort out the recycling, and that's not part of the foreplay, but recycling is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago.
Oh, yeah, you know the one, baby. With the coffee stain. I remove my clothes very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for just my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, baby, what time it is.
It's business time. You know when I'm down to socks, I'm just a time for that's why they call business socks. Ooh, it's business time. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, well, oh, oh, ooh.
I'm making love for two. I'm making love for 2 minutes. Girl, when it's with me, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, is that it? But I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I am quite sleepy.
It's business time. Business hours are over, baby. It's business time. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, well, oh, oh.